We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Derek Wetmore, MLB analyst for 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Derek, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. So this Minnesota team, the season's kind of herky-jerky getting underway. They had quite a few rainouts. The series against Chicago was almost lost. They've had a couple other ones with the Mariners and such. Finally, they get to play in some baseball here over the last week, 8-4 in the last 12 games. Are they starting finally to hit their stride in a sense of normalcy?
Yeah, definitely. They were, I want to say that the season affected them a little bit, the way that they had rainouts and snowouts left and right. They missed three games with the White Sox to a blizzard that ripped through the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. So it was a weird start, and I don't know if we can pin all of their bad play early this season on that. Certainly it had some effect, and when you're trying to schedule your pitching, it makes that difficult. But really how they've gotten rolling lately is, yeah, they're scoring some runs, but it's the pitching that's been on a roll. And I think that's what they were hoping to get right from the get-go when they made a trade this winter for Jake Odorizzi and they signed Lance Lynn late in free agency. You're kind of thinking, all right, now maybe they have a starting five that can compete. And early on this year, that just wasn't the case. Lately, it's been a little bit better, basically from all five spots in the rotation.
So when you look at this team and you start to see them hitting their stride a little bit, is the record, I guess my question is the record indicative of actually what this team is? Because they play in a weaker division, let's be honest. I mean, where things stand right now, Cleveland isn't exactly the juggernaut of the American League. But is it, like you said, it's not all the herky-jerky start, but is this team, they always say your record is what it is. Are they their record?
Yeah. I think they are close to their record. I actually think they're a little bit better than, I think right now they're 18-21, and that's only a game and a half back in the Central. I think Cleveland will hit a stride later this summer, but that's another conversation. For the Twins, I think they're about a 500 team, maybe a little bit better than that. They just got themselves so far behind. They dug themselves into a pretty deep hole with a rotten April. At one point, they'd lost 8 in a row, I think 10 of 12. That has a way of messing with the math when you look at the standings and say, okay, how good is this team? I think they're quite a bit, I shouldn't say quite a bit, I think that they're better than their 18-21 record, but they dug themselves in a hole, and now here's the conversation locally that we're having in the Twin Cities is, you've got to play so much better the rest of the year to make the postseason than you would have had to if you were just starting fresh. Mm-hmm. 0-0, if you play 500 the rest of the way, or if you're like an 87 or 88 win team. The way I look at it now is, if you're an 88 win team from this point on, well, that's too bad. You probably miss the playoffs because of the bad first month of the season. They always say you can't win a division in April, but I'm not too sure you can't lose it with the way that the Twins have played.
How has their starting pitching been? Obviously, Odorizzi is a guy that many people pay attention to. Decent ERA right now. Team's not batting too bad against him. What, 225, if I'm not mistaken. His whip has been pretty good. But how has that rotation been?
I kind of like the rotation. They don't have a huge, top-of-the-rotation starter-type ace. Jose Barrios is probably the closest to being that guy. But he's still a young kid. He's had some inconsistencies this season. In the games that he has his best stuff, he'll rack up strikeouts. He'll go deep. He had a complete game shutout against the Orioles in his first start. That's kind of indicative of the upside of Barrios. But then he's had a couple starts too where it evades him and he doesn't have his best stuff and isn't great at pitching through that just yet. The other guy to watch in this rotation we'll see this weekend is Fernando Romero. Just got a call up. I believe he's made three starts, and he's been great through three starts. I think it remains to be seen if he can sustain this level of success, but he's a guy with a high 90s fastball and just sort of this quiet composure for a young kid getting called up. He's been impressive so far, and I think that if you start a rotation with those two guys, you could do a lot worse. after that, the Twins try to be steady with Lance Lynn, who's off to a rotten start this year, but has a track record as a good big leaguer. Jake Odorizzi, as you mentioned, solid pitcher, solid mid-rotation guy. And then Kyle Gibson has really been a lot better, I think, since last summer, too. So that's five. You'll take that. The big story in the pitching here is Irvin Santana had off-season surgery. He's expected to be back maybe in the next month or so. And then Trevor May had Tommy John surgery last spring. He's probably a couple of weeks away from rejoining the Twins rotation. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with the Twins rotation when they've got seven guys there for five spots, who goes. But I'd say recently, right now, the Twins should be feeling pretty good overall what they've been getting with their starting rotation.
Talking with Derek Wetmore, MLB analyst for 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities, talking some Brewers in Twins baseball. When you go back to Fernando Romero, that's going to be a great matchup on Saturday night because he faces the kid that came up and struck out 13 in the Brewers organization for his first start ever, and that's Freddie Peralta. That's going to be two young cats going at it pitch by pitch. You just wonder, you know, when guys come up and you don't, they always say you don't have a book on them, so you really don't know what they do and how they do it. The fact that Peralta had such good movement on his fastball and did it in a particular fashion in Colorado kind of baffled a lot of people. Now you wait and see what he does when he comes in to the Twin Cities coming up on Saturday and then faces Fernando Romero. I mean, it's not like he's facing Clayton Kershaw, so there shouldn't be any real nerves other than the fact that you're just in the big leagues again, but that's going to be an interesting matchup come up Saturday.
I totally agree with you. Fernando Romero got to face Shohei Ohtani out west when they were playing the Angels, and that was one that Twins fans had circled on their calendars for sure. Both pitched pretty well, and I think that speaks to Romero's sort of composure or confidence on the mound. Yeah, he's got the stuff. He's got the fastball, and you'll see a swing-and-miss slider from time to time, but I don't think he backs down from matchups like that. And kind of meaning to ask you on this Peralta kid, that is this sort of the book on him in the minor leagues? Because the success that he had caught the attention of a lot of people around Major League Baseball, and I think we're all curious now, certainly in the Twin Cities, we're curious to see, you think that's the kind of thing that can continue? Is he that kind of pitcher? Has he had that?
He's pitched well, but I don't think he's pitched well. I mean, that's the reason they called him up, but he hasn't pitched like that. Sure. I mean, you know, he's had some moments and some flashes where you can say, wow, this kid's pretty good, but he's got so much raw talent. His biggest issue, his bugaboo has been walks. And he didn't do that in the game against Colorado. He kept the ball around the plate, kept him guessing. But his big bugaboo has been walks. So if you're patient at the plate and he doesn't have that accuracy, then he can start to dig himself into a little bit of trouble and start to sweat a little bit. But he really, I mean, they tried to jump all over him, and they just couldn't hit him. And he got ahead in the count most of that day in Colorado. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to bring to the table or if he's figured something out. But he had pinpoint accuracy and was really, really good and kept him guessing. Maybe they'll do the same thing in the Twin Cities. But if you're patient with him and he starts to get a little wild, he can dig himself a little bit of a hole. That's been his bugaboo.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. It's the exact same book on Fernando Romero that walks per nine in the minor leagues. It makes you start to look and say, okay, maybe he has a little control problem. We haven't seen that at all in his three starts with the Twins. It seems every time he falls behind in the count, he comes right back with a strike, battles his way to back to even. And I'm not saying he doesn't give up hits and the occasional walk and stuff too, but when he's throwing strikes, when he's in the zone, and a lot of his fastballs and sliders can be swing and miss stuff. So I feel like that gives him the confidence to attack hitters and really just try to drive ahead in the count, you know, get to those 1-2 counts, 0-2 counts. And so far through three starts, we haven't seen the walks come back to bite him, but that's definitely the big thing that we're watching to see. Okay, does the other shoe drop at some point? So far, the command's been pretty good.
Derek, always good stuff. Appreciate the insight, and we will talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's Derek Wetmore, MLB analyst for 1500 ESPN Radio in the Twin Cities, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.